Grace, mercy, and peace unto God, from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is that gospel reading from John chapter 12, dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Marie Kondo is a world famous organizer known for her book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. The Japanese Art of Declutterizing and Organizing Your Stuff. This book has been published in more than 30 countries and sold for quite a lot of money. Bestseller in Japan, Europe, and the United States. In 2015, Marie Kondo was named one of the 100 most influential people in the world. I guess people need some help or are interested in organizing and decluttering. There's a story of a dad who is teaching his little child the Lord's Prayer and all of a sudden realized he was getting the hang of it. So by the middle of it, the father drops out to listen to his son say the prayer our Lord taught us. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The dad chuckled and thought, you know what? My inbox is piled up a lot. Deliver us from evil and evil, he thought. All of us could probably use a little decluttering. Nowadays, it's easier to purchase stuff, to hoard, and to pack up so many things from all over the world. Even during COVID, Amazon's prices and business skyrocketed. We need a little bit of decluttering all these things we get. Marie Kondo's method of organizing, known as KonMari, consists of gathering all sorts of things of a certain collection and only keeping those things which give you joy. This Lent, we are studying the witnesses of Christ, that is, those people who saw and testified of Jesus our Lord. Studying today a different Marie or Mary, that is, Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus, whom Jesus rose from the dead. Mary does help us organize our theology, that we ourselves would be gospel people of joy, keeping the one thing needful that gives us eternal joy. And how does Mary do this? By replacing the get with the give. Get only clutters things up. Get confuses things. Get, or if we're all concerned about getting, can make us miserable. You can get ahead or get back, get more, and get revenge. But none of that really gives us joy. Mary, on the other hand, gives. She gives extravagantly and joyfully. She gave a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard. And how much it costs is staggering. 300 denarii is a year's worth of income. Can you imagine a multi-thousand-dollar perfume that just a few drops would fill the whole room in fragrance? This is an amazing, extravagant gift from Mary to our Lord. Compare Mary's giving with Judas's getting. Judas is living a life of selfish getting for himself. And what joy is there for him? It says in the text, Judas Iscariot, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" And he said this not because he cared for the poor, but having charge of the money bag, he would take and get for himself what was put in it. Judas, seeing Mary give this beautiful gift to Jesus, wants to profit for himself. He is so selfish, get-minded, he can't even allow Mary to give to Jesus. Judas has no joy at all. This all leads to the cross. Jesus steps in and he plays referee between Judas and Mary. "Leave her alone," he said, "so that she would keep it for my burial." The day of my burial should stop the whole room and us as well. Here Jesus is talking already about his death, and it is an increasingly immediate death. In the middle of Mary's giving and Judas's getting is the cross of Jesus. In John's gospel, we understand that Bethany is only a few miles away from Jerusalem. And this happens the week before Palm Sunday, just a few days before Jesus will be betrayed, handed over, and crucified. If you read the rest of the story, you know that within a week's time, Mary will be using this perfume again to anoint Jesus' dead body at his burial. Jesus will again have his feet covered in this expensive perfume, those feet that are now covered in blood from the nails of the cross, crushed by the crafty Judas, who will provide the Jews with Jesus' secret prayerful location in the Garden of Gethsemane. Judas will get 30 pieces of silver, and in a week's time, Mary will again give the perfume over Jesus' dead body. Now, it's a funny thing about Judas, because he gets all the money. He gets what he thought he wanted. You'd think he'd be joyful. But Judas doesn't even outlive Jesus. He got so much he realized his soul, his life, his body needed decluttering. And so he returns to the temple and tries to confess his sins, giving back the money, but it's too early. He didn't even wait for Jesus. The chief priests do not accept his confession. They take the money back, and Judas hangs himself before Jesus hangs on the cross. All of Judas's getting for himself, and he missed out on the one thing he should have got, Jesus. There's been a long time debate about whether Judas went to heaven or hell. Some try to soften the law and try a walk around suicide. We must admit that suicide is murder. I'm not judging all suicides. Those who endure them remain faithful. God is merciful. But with Judas, I think we can be sure. He takes his own life in place of Jesus's. This is the opposite of faith. Judas tried to get everything for himself. He even tries to get his own salvation by taking his own life away. When Jesus already was willing to give his life. Now see here, Mary and you aren't saved because of what you give. Because, like Judas, you can never give enough to make up for your own debt. There is nothing that you own, and not even your own life, will be able to purchase, even in all your giving, for what you really need to get. After all, everything that we give is the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. everything that God has entrusted to us, our possessions, our family, our daily bread, and our daily breath, is all given to us freely from the hand of the Lord. Therefore, your offerings that go to the seminary tonight, or your beautiful charity to a neighbor, your kind word to a friend or to an enemy, this is all God-given through you. And yet, our giving is still the Holy Spirit's work for us to give. But before we could ever give anything, we must, like Mary, receive the one thing that we're supposed, that we need to get: Jesus. In the middle of Mary's giving and Judas's getting is Jesus. He is the ultimate giver. He gives with the most joy. Indeed, the scripture says that he, looking to the cross, despised the shame, but gave in joy. Jesus goes to the cross, giving his life for the world with joy. Though there was a crown of thorns on his brow, and he carried a wood on his back, though they mocked him and beat him and tortured him and judged him sinful when he was righteous, Jesus still gave his life joyfully for love to the Father and love for you. You then have your lives of sin decluttered. Everything is exercise that you don't need. Your sins, your wealth, the only thing you take to heaven when you die is your righteous soul. That soul that has been forgiven and baptized and cleaned out for good by God. You'll never be able to give enough for God to love you or organize your body to save you. But what you can and do is give what God has given to you. We pray in the fifth petition, "Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who sin against us." To think that we can be giving God's forgiveness without giving forgiveness ourselves is a road to hell. To be forgiven is to also give your forgiveness to others. This is the testimony of Mary. And Mary should inspire us to receive the one thing needful, but to give with joy to others in need. Both Matthew 26 and Mark 14 state this of Mary, our witness of Christ. "Wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her." More than Marie Kondo's hundreds or millions of books on her organizing, this real Mary is included in every Bible. She is the woman that anointed Jesus with her giving of perfume for his death on the cross for the world. Every time the gospel of Christ is read in full, Mary, the sister of Lazarus, and her witness of Christ's death is told. Her faithful, extravagant, and joyful giving to Jesus is world famous. So we are to see this in Mary and do likewise, free to give to others and to God first. And this joyful giving should also help us see Jesus' loving and joyful gift of his life and death on the cross. He has decluttered us from everything that is harmful for us. All we need to get is heaven, and he has given it. He even tells us at the supper, at the altar, "Given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." This witness of Mary is crucial, and you must have it. In order to give, you must receive Christ, the ultimate giver. So come with Mary, the sister of Lazarus, and all saints, and be given to in his church, here as you hear his word, the gospel, and receive his gifts of forgiveness and eternal life. Then go, give extravagantly, cheerfully, joyfully, for you have the one thing needful, Christ in him crucified. Give, not to declutter, give for joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.